Hi, everybody. We're here again. Another show. Don't know how many we've done so far, but I know it's been more than a dozen. So let's get the date today for everybody. And I saw it there. Larry brought it up, but it went away. So it must be the 31st, I think. 31st of January, February, March, the third month. This is the last day of the month here. Unless somehow we stretch a timeline and have 32 days, but this is the 31st. And today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We're going to the Lightship probably about 10 minutes here. So let's see if Carrie's out there. Are you out there, Carrie, in cyberspace land on a timeline somewhere?
I am, yes. I'm floating around here in cyberspace land on a timeline. On the other side of the country from you, a long timeline. So welcome, everybody, Saturday night. And as Ron said, we'll be going to the Lightship shortly, and we're on Station 2. If you do have rooms that you would like to go to on the Lightship, you can type those in. Ron will keep his eye on that on the fast chat. If you're new to the show, you don't have to do anything. You just sit back and enjoy the experience. This is something that Ron does for us every Saturday night, pretty much every Saturday night, and that's the one night of the week on these BBS shows that we get to actually go to the Lightship. So I don't know. I think probably there are a few new listeners, Ron, since your expo last weekend, so maybe you can talk a little bit about what that experience is like and why you do that for us.
Yeah, we go to the Lightship once a week to kind of show people what it's like to be completely out of time. I remember source energy doesn't know time. And there's actually two in the now moments. One is when you're on the timeline that you're living in and on, and you stop time by going to do the mind-to-heart drop, or when you're having a great time with yourself doing nothing, enjoying life, and time slowly to slow down a lot, basically stop sometimes. So that's one in the now moment. And the other one is when you go to the Lightship where they don't know about time and you're completely out of time. The difference is that you're completely separated from everything in duality when you go to the Lightship. And the other one is it's you're separated from your reality here somewhat, maybe 90% of it. But they both feel pretty similar. But when you're on the Lightship or when I bring people into the source energy, instantly, you know the difference. So there's, as you do it more and more, you actually feel the difference. So what we do on Saturdays, we go to the Lightship for about 10 minutes. This is where you can do physical healing. This is where the light beings are. And remember, the light beings need to take on, and also the Lightship, source energy needs to have a physical location to do this work for you because you go up there physically. So you know, naturally, if the Lightship was invisible and you went up someplace physically, where would you go to? So it has to appear in a location somewhere. And where it is, don't ask me because I don't know. Just that it's strictly in true source energy. And some people want to know, well, is this from so-and-so galaxy or whatever? I get that question asked a lot. No, it's source energy. It's all around you. And it doesn't necessarily have a given fixed location, but it is physical when you go to the energy. And the light beings do appear as life forms, and they help you out with the healing which you'd like to have. So when you go, you want to just request one healing, and that way you can see what happens. And maybe you might have a wonderful, fabulous healing. We'll have to find out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and if you are new and you've got some part of your body that you would like to be healed, you can focus on that and request that the light beings work on that area, or you can just put your hand over that part of your body, and that will draw the attention there. And before it scrolls off, Ron, I just see Ed is asking for a room for sinuses, and Michaela wants to go to a room where they're our birds, and I'm sure Larry wants his foot worked on. So you can make the body part requests yourself, or Ron can take us to a room. everybody, and then the bird room Ron will take us into. So, let's see.
If you would like to request a room, yeah. If you want to request a room, just put it on the fast chat here. We'll probably go in maybe half a dozen or so rooms tonight. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And for those of you who are new, the light beings take on forms of animals and plants that generally, usually, we go to rooms of creatures that we're familiar with, but Ron has sometimes taken us into rooms where there are life forms or light beings in the form of life forms on planets that we're not familiar with, which is also kind of interesting. And I probably shouldn't use the word light being wrong, because I know you say they're taking on the shape or the life form of where they're going to go and incarnate, and they usually come in threes. Can you talk a little bit about that for the new people, Ron?
Yeah, so the light beings do come into a body, and because it would be completely invisible to you if they had no body, they pick a life form that is something that we know about on this planet here. So they'll find a life form blueprint and materialize that. Some look a little bit different. Some are actually much, much larger, but it's still going to be familiar to you. So let's start to go to the light ship, everybody. So think of a situation that you'd like to have released from you. And you can bring your animals and pets, flowers, garden, plants, if you wish. Here we go. Count to five, you go up. And notice how the room changes around you. Nothing will be connected to you energetically. Here we go. So one, you're by locating. Two, three, four, and five. And there we go. We're there now, having consultation in the special room that they do this with, and they can show us all different types of healing modalities if we wish to check that out by the life forms that will be doing healings. So if you go into the dolphin room, for instance, they're not going to have any equipment there, we'll say, or anything like that. They just will be using sound, so you can ask them about their sound healing. Trees have their own type of energies, and so do crystals. So we can have a little rundown of what they're doing in this particular room, and this is the orientation room. So we're done with that now. Going to the first room for healing. And I'm seeing butterflies in this room. So again, request your healing. And you need to request, more than likely out loud would be best, or you can whisper it. Otherwise, you're in the mind energy. You don't want to be in mind energy. So do your requesting here. And here comes this energy here, the butterflies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, we'll go into a room that has the pink dolphins. So we'll go into that room. Here we go. And there's three dolphins there. Request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you wish to put your hands with your palms facing forward in front of you, you might actually feel the slick skin of the dolphins. And now we're going to go on to another room. And we'll go into a room of your choice. So you want to request this room. And it could be something that could be wrong with you. Maybe you have a problem with a finger or something. So I'll just request that. And you can select different energies, different beings to help you out with that. So here we go. We'll go on into the room of your own choice right now. Bring the energy in. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room that has oxygen. So here we go. Here's number 18 oxygen coming our way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And Marcia says she's fighting some kind of bug. So we'll go into the debugging room. Here we go. So one, two, three, 4 and 5. So whatever's bugging you, just request healing here. You might actually be in quarantine. So here we go. Stronger. Here comes the energy. It could be an alien critter. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the crystal healing room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we've got a request here, it looks like, for hummingbirds. So that's a really nice room. And there's 3 hummingbirds coming. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that has the rainforest with the trees and flowers. And there's mountains there, too. So, again, it's very beautiful. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I see a request here for maybe joints, finger joints, so joints in our body. Request healing there as we go into this room. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And we'll go into a room where they work with our circulatory system. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has very large mountains. If you wish to do that, you can. And if not, we can go into other rooms too, but this is the mountain room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that has the different colored discs that you stand on. Right now you're on a yellow disc. There's one above your head. These discs are about 4 inches thick, and they're about 3 foot in diameter. There's one under your feet and one on top of you, and they radiate energy up and down. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into a room where Mother Mary is. This is a nice room. You might even have the flowers, maybe roses, come into your room too. Physically down here, that's the fragrance of roses, we'll see, or flowers. So here we go, or and flowers, here we go, into her room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll go into the room that has the silver lights. And this is also where they have the like silver waterfall energy coming. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we're going to go on top of the a gold disc. So there's one above us, one below us that we're standing on. Here comes this energy, gold energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room here. We'll go into where they have the koala bears. Here we go. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll increase the energy again of Mother Mary's energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll all come back from the light show. coming back down, and your animals and pets and whatever else you brought up is coming back down with us. So coming down, I'll count to five. I'll do it slowly so you can actually feel the energy shift in your room. Most people feel you come back after the second number. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So hope you enjoy that. Short little lightship session. We do these for similar healings like this on our weekly conference calls here, but we're specializing now in the coding of energies that are attached to you. That's Tuesday. And then we do the water charging with this similar program that we did tonight here. You have water for each day of the week. That's Wednesdays. Thursdays is where you have the cloned replicas that are attached to you released. And then Friday we do entities. So I'll turn it over to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you very much. So for anyone that is new, and just a reminder for the rest of us, Ron will be back in just a few days, I guess, from New York. And so April, which unbelievably starts tomorrow, the April calendar of CLS events is up on the website. So you just go to creationlightship.com. And near the top there, you click on upcoming events, and you will go to a page that has PDFs that you can click on for April. It's the one in the middle right now. March is still up there. So you can click on that, and it'll open up a PDF for everything that's going on in April. And you'll see on there that the Saturday and then the 3 Sunday intensives are starting up again. And let's see, the Saturday one is on the 14th, and that's the 4-hour physical healing and ascension preparation conference call from 1 o'clock Pacific and 4 o'clock Eastern. And then the 3 following Sundays are the 8-hour special intensives for the physical body rejuvenation and the getting rid of all the parasitic life forms. So those are Sunday, April 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So that's 28 hours of healing just for $200. If you are a couple, your spouse is just $100. And if you have kids, any child under 19, it says 19 here on the calendar, Ron, and I always thought it was 18. Is it 19?
I guess it could be, sure.
Maybe when they leave typo. High school.
It could be a typo, but when they leave school, yes.
Okay, and who are living at home. So they are free, and so are all your plants and gardens and pets. So everybody can go up for the 28 hours of healing on the light ship and removal of the parasitic life forms. And then the conference calls are listed there also. And let's see what else is listed in April. Oh, and the radio shows. Okay, so there's lots of information on that PDF that you can open up at creationlightship.com. And if you're new, take a peruse around that. Okay, so let me get back to the fast chat here and see if we have any questions. So looks like people are enjoying the different rooms, Ron, and the discs and so forth. I'm seeing Robin's asking if the intensive start up on the 14th, and that's right. That's the one on the Saturday, and then the 15th Sunday is the beginning of the 3 Sundays. So looks like Janice smelled the roses, Ron, when you took us into the Mother Mary room. Everybody
that's
looks
good.
Like they're having a nice time up there. Yeah, So, did you want callers tonight, Ron? I'm not sure. I should have asked you earlier.
We could have callers. That'd be fine. And I will indicate or say that some people out there just don't feel anything. And so, like, we have somebody mentioned that they can smell the roses, or sometimes they do energetic healing. Like tonight, and you don't feel anything at all, but you might sense that something's changed. But, you know, feeling energies is not a prerequisite for having the healing. And even if you worship something outside of yourself, the light ship will still help you. So if you do, if one of those people that go to church or synagogue or whatever, or they'll still help you as long as you request and you're on these calls. So there's no problem with that. It's just that some people wonder what's wrong with them because they can't heal. I have had people connect with me. One guy at the expo said, "Ron, you opened my third eye up." I go, "Well, do you want to really see what I see?" And he didn't know what I saw, but I explained to him what I saw, and he goes, "No, I don't think I want to see that." And so at that point, so you don't have to see or even feel anything. These healings work instantly. And sometimes you could have a contaminated body that is preventing you from sensing or feeling the energy of a clearing that you're having because you're not living in that body. So that's one way to look at things, too. So sometimes I've had people who have done a emotional clearing and they don't feel anything, which is, nothing's wrong with them if they don't feel. But maybe they live in their mental body. So you're trying to use your mental body to understand an emotional body, and it doesn't know anything about mental. Or maybe they're living in their mental body, and, they're doing a feeling clearing. Maybe they felt nothing on the emotional, and they went to the feeling, and they still don't feel anything. Well, it's just because you're not living there in your consciousness. So you need to just understand that the healings always work. Once you get onto the healing page, and it starts working as you start the clearing, it always works 100%. And you should have the results by looking at your past life in this lifetime as to how the clearing is working for you. Unless you're really, really, really dense, that could be a little exception there. And sometimes it might take maybe a week to have it actually work, but typically should have results, within a day, if not instantly. So whenever I work with people, one-on-one where I can actually see them, I have them walk around every 10 years on the emotional clearing, and they come back and they say, "Yeah, my life for the last 10 years is almost eliminated with all the traumas. I don't see these things that I saw before." So it's very important if you do want to validate what's happening, especially in an emotional clearing, is to write down your stuff. And if you write down, a half a dozen to a dozen different situations in your life, and then do the clearing and look at it, and you're going to notice that you're not going to be as attached to it. Write down what the charge is on it. Some things might hold you captive much more than others. Remember, they're haunting you. So how much are they haunting you? You may want to put a percentage on that. How much is it controlling your life? So anyway, that's one way to kind of, evaluate the clearing. But clearings all work on the website. So even if you don't feel anything, like somebody said, it can't feel it working. Well, yeah, you may not be able to feel it working, but it doesn't mean it's not working. And what are you using to evaluate your evaluation with? In fact, I'll even go a step further. I was working with a lady, and she came over and she says, "Well, I came to your booth because it feels right to me." I says, "Well, that's great, but have you had your feeling body cleared yet?" She goes, "Well, no." I said, "Well, how can you do an honest evaluation? Came here anyway, but how can you do an honest evaluation if you never had the density taken out of your feeling body? Because you're running energies, using something to run your whole life with a contaminated body. So how could it ever give you the correct answer?" So you may all think about that too, because it's very important to have these invisible energetic bodies cleared. If you don't, what you're getting may not be correct. Another lady came to the booth, this is a while back too, and she heard about the emotional clearing, and she kind of like looked up in the air like most people do, to connect to the higher self and the beyond, to get her guidance. And she goes, "Well, I don't need that." And I said, "Well, did you connect to you know, you ask your spirit, you know, who's telling you this information, you know? And she goes, well, my guides are. And I said, well, yeah, but your guides are outside of yourself. Might be an entity. So I think I did a quick entity clearing for her. I said, well, check now. And told her how to go to her heart center. And she goes, yeah, I am getting, in a sense, that I do need this here. Remember, if you go to your heart center and you stay there, then you're not going to be in duality. So you have to put your little toe into duality here to get a more accurate, or at least get a reading. Otherwise, you're going to be in the energy of non-judgment, and you may get nothing at all. So it's very important to understand that you do need to follow through with the energy of duality a little bit so you can be in judgment to find out what's wrong with you. That's why I say you have to judge yourself when you go up into these rooms, because the light's not going to help you. You go up there and you say, oh, fix everything wrong with me. Then we'll look at you and say, well, nothing's wrong with you. You go, well, I got a sore toe. They go, well, okay, well, now you're telling us what your problem is. A sore toe to you, since you created a sore toe, is what you want to experience. They'll never take away your experience, but they will take away your trauma with that one experience or whatever's going on with you. So you have to remember that. That's how the light works. It never judges itself, and you're part of the light, so how can it judge you? So that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, and John mentioning here, I didn't feel anything, and Nibley saying you have to request the healing or they won't fix anything. Just what you've just said, you have to point out the problem that you are having that you want changed. So if we do go to the light ship, Ron, say somebody went just now and didn't request the healing, what would happen? Just nothing? We would just be there and enjoy the energy of being in the peace energy and the non-judgment energy, and then we would come down. Is that all that would happen? I mean, not that that's not nice, but, you know.
Yeah, that's basically what would happen, yes. Uh-huh. You could be up there being fully conscious, knowing about it, and they may instruct you to request something up there as you have communication, but typically we'll say that nothing would happen to you. Sometimes as you're up there, light beings will help you as you do a request on the light ship, which you're probably not conscious of doing. I can tell you one situation that happened a long time ago. I was doing maybe a 15-minute call, and this lady, I think they lived in Texas, if that means anything. So anyway, she wanted to bring her husband up. And he was older, I don't know, maybe 75, 80, and he had a hip replacement. And he was hard of hearing. And so you could hear her talking to him, and he would kind of ask to get stuff repeated. So she was trying to explain to him what was happening. And so after the 15-minute session, you know, he expected to have, notice I used the word expected, to have his hearing increased and improved, right? So he could hear better. Well, that never happened for him. But so he was kind of upset because he thought maybe he wasted $20 or something, whatever I charged back then. This was quite a while ago for his healing. But then she said, when he got up off the sofa, he got up like a young man. So he used to always have hip problems. And so the light beings fixed his hips. He wasn't conscious of that. Remember, when you have a healing, a lot of times what was wrong with you in the past and your memory of your situation is completely taken away because you're living in the now with the new you. So why would you ever want to dwell into the past of your old energy to bring it back to yourself? So you're like brand new again. Well, with him, he had his hips fixed. So that was quite nice. But I don't know how or what he felt about that. But he said, yeah, he got up really fast off the couch before he would, like, maybe take 15 seconds to move because, you know, it hurt him so much to get off the couch. And that was prepared for him. So he was probably connecting with the light beings up there, talking to them, saying, yeah, my hips really hurt a lot. But down here, he's just thinking that he's talking about his hearing. So he had a much better success with his hips. So, back to you, Carrie.
So, Ron, in that kind of situation, could his wife ask the light beings to fix his ears because she's so sick of yelling?
Yeah, probably.
Or does it have to come from the person with the problem?
Yeah. It could come as an absentee. So if you're listening out here and you go on one of the calls, except for this one here, this only works live for the people listening. But if you get onto the conference calls that I have weekly, then you could bring somebody up absentee. You don't have to ask them about doing it because it works with their spirit. The spirit will always try to help the body. But the spirit has the same problem that body has, so it wants to get healed too. So it will help to heal the body and itself. So you can bring up people absentee, and the healings will work for that too. So that's the way it works. So if you're kind of curious, if you have a grandchild or maybe your husband or wife, I'd say probably typically your husband who is, I don't know, I don't want to get in judgment here, but maybe brain dead with this stuff and he's really mental, doesn't understand anything, you can bring him up too on one of the calls. So just pay for him and request a healing in his behalf. And it'll be an absentee healing. And most absentee healings, the light beings are very gentle, and it takes maybe three days or maybe a little longer sometimes to work with the person to bring it into manifestation here. So you have that option too. That'll work anywhere. If you have somebody in a different country, you can do that too. No problem. Just request that and just pay for them just like you do yourself and get on and do the clearing. And all the clearings on the website will work absentee also. And if you try to tell somebody or talk to them about the light ship and they have a really ingrained belief on religion or whatever they believe, even if they don't believe, if they believe in something but it's not the light ship, that's fine too. The light ship is not going to say no. It will work with that person. So you can always do an absentee healing just by doing it, putting their name in. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So I just want to clarify this 2-month extension on the body jump start. A few people are chatting about it on the fast chat, and it has been extended for 2 months, and that's for both people who have already bought it. You can carry on using it for another 2 months, and then if you haven't bought it already, the special price of $200 for those 5 clearings is going to carry on past today and through April and May. So that's the clearing that includes the mind of the body whole life clearing, the infection body whole life clearing, and then the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation. So all those 5 clearings are carrying on at the price of $200 for the bundle through for another 2 months, both for people who've already bought it and been using it and for anyone new that wants to buy it. So hopefully that's clear now for everybody. Lewis is making the comment that that the body is like a computer with many bad viruses and information could be anything. Yeah, interesting analogy. So let's, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, callers. If anybody wants to call in, the number tonight, we're on Station 2. So it's the phone numbers under the Station 2 play button there on the BBS page, on Ron's page on the BBS website. And it's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. Or you can try line 3 if you're not having, or if you're outside of the U.S. and Canada, actually. 530-513-6472, area code 530-513-6472. So, let's see, did we have any other questions that I've missed? We had a few more comments about the light chip. Michaela saying the forest was beautiful. And I'm refreshing the fast chat right now, see if anybody has written in a question. Let's have a look. Thank you for more body jump starts, says Stephanie. Yeah, that's a really wonderful clearing. There is so much in that bundle. If you are suffering from any kind of physical problem, or you have a friend that you want to get it for, or a family member, you've got 2 months to 2 months more to crank away at this. There's so much you can do for it, and you can put special, there's custom stuff on, I think, every single one of those clearings. So, okay, I'm refreshing. I don't see any questions right now, Ron. So, let's see if I missed anything earlier. So, anything else you want to talk about while we're waiting for a question, Ron? I'm trying to go back and see if I missed anything.
Well, let's see. We could do a timeline crash. So we could do a timeline crash. Let me think here. Anger. Here we go. Anybody angry out there? So
probably.
Here we go. Probably. Okay. Would it be one person or two?
Yeah, one or two.
You got a cat mad at you, Carrie?
No, he gets a little mad at me every day about something, actually, poor little guy. I don't take him outside enough, but...
Okay, so here we go. So, anger timeline crash. Now, the way this works, it can take, feels like about a quick one, maybe 3 minutes to maybe a half an hour to get rid of the timeline. So you may not even feel it until, you know, the show has ended. And that's because it's still crashing. So just think of you walking on a bridge, a long bridge. And when we start the timeline, the far end of the bridge, furthest away from you, starts to disintegrate. And at that point, the aliens that created the timeline that have abducted you onto this timeline, and there could be many races attached to different people on the timeline. It could be millions of people on your timeline with different aliens connecting to these people, taking away their energy, and they're getting the energy of your anger, okay? So you may not feel this at all until maybe around 10 minutes after the hour. So here we go. I'm going to do some timeline crashing, and you might even feel it in about 3 minutes. So everybody on this here now has a benefit who is dealing with anger to get off that timeline. And each time you do a timeline crash, you're helping millions of people who have the same issue or similar issue as you. So here we go. One, I always tell them.
Oops.
Hang on a bit. Well, that's a big timeline. Hang on. My phone crashed. It's coming. On its way. Did you hear me, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm here. Telephone crash instead of a timeline crash.
Yeah, a cell phone crash. Here we go.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a cell phone crash for people. They may not like that, though, but here we go. A timeline crash or anger. So hope you guys didn't get a headache from my phone hitting the ground.
No, it wasn't too loud.
Yeah, phone's on. Here we go. So, anger. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might feel yourself kind of floating out there as you come back to yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might, if you have anger right now or you had it, you might feel it going away. It's amazing what these clearings do. So all of a sudden you come into peace. Why? Because maybe they're poking you with a stick on the timeline, you know, like a caged animal and you're angry. Come back here, it's all gone, you know. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if anybody types into the CBS Fast Chat here if they actually feel the timeline ending, because you're on different timelines on this year. And maybe you might even know somebody. You know, you could do a timeline crash. I think it's $20 per week. A lot of people do that clearing just to see if it works, and they're amazed. And it's $60 for the month. But, you know, if you do get on these clearings, you know, if you do a timeline, crashing clearing, you know, don't waste your time. Get on that thing. Maybe do it for a couple hours a day if you can, you know, and just keep it up because it will change your life. But maybe you're going to work and you feel pretty good and somebody next to you is having a bad day. Well, find out what your emotional problem is or physical problem even and put that in there and crash it because maybe they'll be a nice person tomorrow. So here we go. Let's turn it over to Terry again here.
Okay. So, Marcy, you're looking for the New Earth clearing. Just type in the search box New Earth, and it will come up. It's a penny. And buy it. You just get it the one time. You don't have to keep buying it every time you want to do a transfer. So just get that page the once. New Earth. That's all you have to type in the top in the search bar. Shannon is asking for a request for a healing for hot lungs.
Hot lungs. Okay. Her lungs are hot?
Her lungs are hot. She lives in the desert.
Okay. I've heard of cold feet, but never heard of hot lungs. So here we go. Timeline crash for hot lungs.
Okay.
So one. Everybody else, just sit there. Maybe you're breathing something where it's contaminating your lungs, and you don't know about it. So check out your lungs right now. Take a few breaths, inhale, exhale. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I am feeling a little something in my lungs. Kind of makes me want to cough something up. That's interesting. I wouldn't have said I had hot lungs before, though. So hopefully that helped you out, Shannon. And, of course, after these timeline crashes, it's always good to do the finger exercise and make sure that you're back here in the present. So for anybody new, what you do is, you take one of your index fingers and you put it out in front of you. And if it's a little off to the left, it means you're a little in the past. And a little off to the right, you're a little in the future. So bring it back into the middle. And what I like to do if I'm not feeling like I'm fully here is I stick both my arms straight out to my sides and both my index fingers. And I pull them, my arms together. And that always has a interesting feeling inside me of pulling all of me back to now. So, and you can have, I have my arms kind of, my fingers are arm's length. You can have it like a foot in front of you or something like that. So Were you just coughing, Ron, or were you trying to say something there? Okay. You got hot lungs too, huh?
Yeah. So, let's do another one for the lungs here.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go. Maybe we're... I won't get into that. So, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do the alien oxygen clearing here. Mm. That's a free one on the website, so let's do a quick sample of that. So here we go. Here it comes. Remember, they put in codes into the oxygen to make us not breathe properly, and this could be part of this, too. So here we go. Yeah, my whole chest is getting hot. So here comes the part of that clearing. It's the alien oxygen clearing on the left side of the website. So here it comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. And just out of curiosity, if anybody out there has had... it's like Shannon's saying that her mother died from a lung problem here. If any of you have a parent or a relative or somebody or neighbor that had a lung problem and you're finding yourself getting congestion, it could be the emotional body of that person hopping into you, having that energy manifest. So if that is the case, you may want to go on and do the... deceased loved ones clearing. We have two of them, one's for the spirit and one's for the emotional body. So let's say that your a neighbor passed away, 5 years ago or something, and you knew them. Or maybe you have somebody maybe on your bowling league or something, or you hung out with this person and they die with a lung problem. This is also true of any other body ailments, but and you go, wow, I'm getting the same type of condition happening. Then go into that deceased loved one clearing. It's $50. Put their name in and get that emotional body away from you, because it could be coming into your body because you're its friend. It likes you. It loves you. And it's with you now, and it has an energy which is manifesting inside of you because it's hanging out with you. Remember, it will give you that illness. That's why you don't want to become a healer. All these emotional body problems will come back into you on a boomerang, and you actually have a problem as you get older. So that's why I don't recommend being a healer. If that's pushing anybody's buttons, then just listen to one of the radio programs that I did quite a while ago on BBS there. It's one of the free links, shows on the top of the website, I believe. And it'll talk about some, I don't know what the exact heading is, but it's why not to become a healer, and it will help you out. Could save your life. A lot of people, their egos don't want to know that or hear that because they think that they're, blessed with this gift to do healings, which and they're told by their guides that it's okay to do, but that's just the darkness trying to take you out. Keep all your energy to yourself. Become selfish. Don't work on anybody else because it can and will harm you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Holly is saying that her lungs are cooling off. It's so interesting when one person asks for something and then so many of the rest of us feel the effects of the clearing when we didn't even realize we had the problem going on. It's just always amazes me. Susan is saying her lungs are very hot. So Holly obviously had a lung thing. Shannon had a lung thing. I was feeling... I was feeling, my lungs felt tight when you started doing that, and then when you did the oxygen, they sort of got nice and relaxed. Looks like Janice was yawning. Connie's saying the room is spinning, and I know you've done quite a few timeline crashes, so Connie, you were probably on all of those timelines would be my guess, so the spinning will stop soon, if it hasn't stopped already. And Ron, speaking of timelines, it reminds me, I had an email from a relative of mine earlier this week telling me about a dream that they had that I featured prominently in, and I didn't have the dream myself, but since we're talking about timeline crashing, on the timeline crashing clearing where we can timeline crash dreams, can we do timeline crashes on dreams that we haven't had but that other people have had that we were in?
Yeah, I would say do that too, because it's just being brought to your attention. So that's, so it was brought to your attention that somebody saw you out in the beyond all.
Exactly.
So they saw a replica of you and they're telling you about it. So that's what it's about, yeah. So, and by all means, if you do, you know, have a dream, definitely get rid of that timeline. Just, you know, go in there and crash it a bunch of times, because that dream could be replicated, you know, 1,000 times. You only saw one of them. Remember that they can take you into different situations besides being here. Now, when you're awake, walking around, then typically you could be replicated in whatever you're doing here physically 1,000 times. But when you're sleeping, you don't know where you're going. And so to get that information, by all means, I would do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. BBS may have just told us we had a caller. I'm not quite sure. Is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hello, hello. Anybody out there? Maybe not. Okay.
Yes, yes.
So I'm not sure what you... Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
It's Lisa from New York.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. Welcome.
How are you?
Great. So you had an experience or a question from Ron?
Yes, I do. It's about a parent.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of an interesting situation, but my question is, if you were an unwanted, child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And at the time that you were born, your parents were not happy about the situation. Can you go back and crash that timeline at that time? Do you understand what I'm trying to do, to just eliminate all that emotion and feeling from that point in time from your life?
Yeah, we have been talking about doing that, going into the past and copy and pasting maybe a time when you're well, possibly. We're still working with that, but I'm sure that it could be done. But, yeah, you could go into the past at any time in your life and crash that timeline, because you still could be living on it, and you still could have residue of that timeline. So, yeah, definitely crash it. You know, I would do that.
So how would you, what would you put into, you would actually just describe, I am now going to crash the timeline of this date and time and year?
Yeah, that's what I would do, maybe month and year possibly. And
okay.
Your time, you know, what I pick up as you're talking, there's probably also a abandonment issue there that you're dealing with, only because you were abandoned and maybe didn't feel, using the word in duality of loved, I could say feel the energy of peace, you know, not feeling that, but love that we, you know, talk about for words here. So you could have that energy, and it could also prevent you from having a decent relationship with anybody, because you're afraid you might be abandoned by them. That can get carried through too. So I'm not trying to do a reading on you, but I'm just trying to give suggestions which can help you.
Well, it's an accurate, then it's interesting that you should bring that up, because I'm close to someone who was adopted, and he's having issues getting close to someone as well, because I think he feels abandoned, so he doesn't want to go through that.
Yeah, so what you want to do is, you know, first do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That one's where you want to start off with, even though it may not sound like you need it, because that one clears so much of the past away. And then, since you know
I've done
you have
that
an issue,
already.
Okay, then I would do probably the abandonment clearing. And that would more than likely help you out a lot. The timeline crash is great, too. But remember, when you do a timeline crash, it's like putting a Band-Aid over a situation. And if you do enough timeline crashes, maybe that situation, the aliens will not abduct you from that. But it will not eliminate it from your body. You're just getting rid of, you know, the T-shirt that you're wearing that makes them abduct you. So you want to get rid of that T-shirt. But then you want to go into your cellular memory and clear it out. That's why I suggested doing the abandonment one.
Okay, I'm in the middle of doing the self-empowerment.
Oh, perfect. How's that working for you? Have you seen any changes?
Yeah, it's back and forth, though. I feel like I need to go and do some more than others.
Okay.
So that's what's happening.
Okay, so how many have you done so far? Have you done like 15 or 20 of them so far?
I'm up to, you know, but that's the thing. I skipped around. I'm up to number 11. I went to others that I was attracted to at first, and then I was told that I really need to do all of them. So I went back to the beginning and try to work through it, you know. But they were so interesting, the topics, you know, that I just wanted to get into. Do I have to do them, like, consecutively?
You don't have to do them consecutively. One person, when I first put that clearing up, they says, well, Ron, I know that I'm messed up, and I don't really relate to a lot of these here, but I do relate to some pretty heavily. But they said, you know, I don't know where I'm messed up because I don't know yet. So I'm just going to start from number one. Mm-hmm. Just do them in consecutive order because it's easier for me that way. And I can keep track of them. And that's what they started doing. But, yeah, either way works. It doesn't matter if you know, have to, if you're doing it in different orders or not. But yeah,
okay.
Definitely down that clearing, do all of them.
Okay. So I'm looking at them now, and there isn't one that says abandoned, but there's unworthy and betrayed and unwanted.
And I think
and
there's a custom box.
And family rejection.
There's a custom box on there, Lisa, so you could put it in there.
Yeah, okay.
We have a show next, VBS, if you're listening. We're going to go on for a few more minutes. You may have to sign off here. I got 59.
I'm not sure either.
Thank
Don,
you.
If you're there, I didn't hear what you said before. If you can come back on. And...
Yeah. Do we have extra time, Don? I think it's Don.
Or is it Doug?
Is it Doug? Wrap it up. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So we got to wrap it up, everybody. So thank you all. Thank you,
Lisa.
Carrie.
Good
thank
calling.
You, Lisa. And, we'll see you on Tuesday, everybody. And do those timeline crashes, and it could help you out immensely. So blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.